So an effort in Lansing to quiet some noisy cars on the road is bipartisan. It would give law enforcement broader authority to ticket drivers with modified or excessively loud exhaust systems and increase fines for these violations, especially if they're repeat offenders. Representative Jason Hoskins out of the 18th District and Natalie Price out of Berkeley have been working on this as well, and they join us this morning. It's good to talk with you both.
Great to be on. Thanks for including us.
Yeah. Jason, where did this idea come from?
Well, we've heard from so many constituents who've, you know, just been trying to relax and enjoy peace and quiet at home. And you hear these not loud noises. And so when you hear from a variety of people who are, you know, veterans, people with young kids, people with pets, you know, we wanted to be able to try to tackle this problem for them.
And, you know, there is a difference between someone enjoying a classic car and someone in, you know, intentionally creating excessive noise. How do you draw that line in a way that kind of respects both residents and those automotive enthusiasts?
Well, in the state's vehicle code, we have currently certain decibels that are set, and this legislation is right in line with those decibels. So we're just trying to enforce when somebody modifies their vehicle to make it excessively loud in comparison to those approved standard decibel levels. That's what we're trying to address with this legislative update.
So under the current law, drivers cited for an illegal exhaust will face a $100 fine. Representative Hoskins, how does that change under this legislation?
So under this new legislation, we raised the penalties to $500 for the first offense. And even under that first offense, if you simply remove that modification and show that to a court, we'll waive that first offense. But then after that, it goes up for the second and third offenses, it goes up to $1,000. And we work with our law enforcement, our friends in law enforcement, to really work out those new fines, because they wanted to make sure they had more teeth.
I know Representative Hoskins, I hear that there has been some concerns from lawmakers in rural areas who kind of wonder if this could affect people statewide. How do you make sure this law works in communities with, you know, different environments?
You know, and that is a fun part of lawmaking. We're working with our colleagues right now to figure out that balance. In areas and urban areas, we are dealing with this a lot. It is certainly not something that Representative Price and I are dealing with in our area. It is something that is happening around the state. And so it is about us, you know, conveying that to our colleagues who may not live and who may live in rural areas about the real importance of this. And that's one of the good things about this process, is we get to work together and find something that's equitable for everybody.
Representative Price, you know, there are people out there that are saying, well, hold on. If I want to have this on my car, that's my business. That's not anybody else's business. Live and let live, if you will. We do have a law in the book currently, but what's the message to those folks?
Well, this is the old, you know, your freedom to swing your fist ends with my face. I understand that people care a lot, especially in the Motor City, about their vehicles and being able to showcase their vehicles. And I love that. Me and a lot of people working on this, we love the Jim Cruise. We love the appreciation of unique vehicles. The problem is when you modify your vehicle to be excessively loud over the approved decibel standards, you are swinging your fist into somebody's face. You are doing them real measurable harm to their ability to sleep, recover, enjoy their porch, and their property values. All of these things are being impacted by excessively loud modified exhaust systems. And that's really where we have to draw the line and allow our local law enforcement to enforce the law as it was designed.
And Representative Hoskins, the bill's now head to the House Transportation Committee. What changes or maybe compromises you expect as you kind of work to build some support among lawmakers?
You know, I'm working with the chair of that committee, the Transportation Committee, Representative Outman, to really work out those changes. And as we go through the summer, hopefully we'll be able to get some things together to be able to bring forward to the committee for a hearing.
And if these bills become law, what should residents, you know, kind of realistically expect next summer? Will they notice an immediate difference?
That is the hope. It will certainly give more our friends in law enforcement more tools, because one of the issues is that when we talk to police chiefs in the area, the people who have these excessively loud cars, they're paying the fines. The fines are not deterring them from doing this. And hopefully the goal with this is that this will truly be a deterrent and people will be able to enjoy a little peace next summer.
Representative Jason Hoskins and Representative Natalie Price, thank you for your time on this. We'll keep an eye on it and keep us updated, will you please?
Wonderful. Yeah, thanks for spreading the word.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, it gets loud on what, but I can't say is.
But that's what you expect during the Dream Cruise.
Well, yeah, but I can't say it's just a Dream Cruise issue. I mean, there are like I told you, there are people who will be sitting out in lawn chairs this weekend, looking at cars go up and down Woodward Avenue, and there'll be some souped up cars and some classic cars going down. I mean, the Dream Cruise isn't until next month, but they'll sit up there and they'll watch the cars and there'll be loud cars. And, you know, Berkeley is right there. You got homes right there. And I just think, if you soup it up, you pay to soup up your car to make it louder than, you know, more than the decibel that's allowed. That's an issue.
I got to be honest. It's never really bothered me. The only time it's ever bothered me is when my kids are asleep and I'm like, if that exhaust wakes up my kids,
well, yeah.
I have a moment of peace. I need this kid to go to sleep. I need quiet for 10 minutes. And then you hear.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of that. A lot of people feel the same way in those neighboring areas, though.
But for the most part, I don't really care. I think they're kind of cool. Again, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
But if you're into that, cool. God bless.
It's pointless.
What do you have? It's not pointless.
It is pointless. It's just dumb noise. Why are you making dumb noise?
Because it sounds like.
It sounds cool.
It's cool.
If you think that's cool, something's wrong with you. It's not cool.
Maybe you're a communist. It sounds like pure American power. That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like you're compensating for something.
Listen, Stalin.
Oh, my God.
That is pure American power.
We were sitting home one day, Bev and I, and it was a nice, quiet neighborhood, and this moron across the street fired his car up, and we both like I nearly fell out of my chair. It was so loud.
What are you drinking, Haterade this morning?
Let's pass the law that if your car is too loud, I can come over and slap you. How about that? That's the law.
Let people live.
So much violence.
I hate that.
So much violence.
Just
Lloyd just wants us all to get along.
Can we all just get along?
Let people do their thing.
Thank God for a commercial break coming up here.
They're not hurting anybody. All right, we got to go to a break. 8 o'clock hour coming up. It's Jer Morning.